Good evening, guys. Good evening. Tonight is Monday, May the 11th. The time is now a little bit after 8 p.m. And again, this is call number 12, guys, if you can believe it. Call number 12 since we started this movement. And, of course, you're listening to the Millionaire Manners Money Monday call. And I'm super excited to be with you guys, as always, right? Same time, same bat channel, same bat time, right here every Monday evening, guys, from 8 o'clock p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Where we just spend this time, these couple minutes, just going over a couple quick sort of tidbits, tricks, strategies, motivation, inspiration, whatever you want to call it, in order to start the week off strong so we can finish the week off strong as well. So if you guys don't know me, I'm Sadiq Ali, and I founded these calls, again, 12 weeks ago, right? So this is call number 12. We do them every week. I founded these calls in our organization, Millionaire Manners Academy, all with the intention of each one of us just needs little reminders day in and day out in order for us to remain our best selves and for us to grow and continue to inspire and motivate those who are around us as well. So I can't help somebody else if I'm not being inspired and motivated every day. If I'm not being encouraged to be a leader, how can I help somebody else or encourage somebody else to be a leader? So that's why we started these calls. I also started these calls, right, me and the team, we also started these calls just to make sure that, again, no matter what happens, again, on a day out and day in basis, that you guys listening understand that we at Millionaire Manners Academy, we believe in you guys very, very strongly and your ability to go out and first change yourselves and then go out and change the world. Because, again, generally speaking, I can't change anybody else. All I can do is improve myself. And then over time, folks will take notice of me and they'll say, hey, Sadiq, what have you been doing lately? Like, man, we want to do what you've been doing. And then you look up, and now those folks start to behave a little bit differently. Now they start to what? They start to change. So now you haven't done anything differently except change yourself, and now you look up, and everybody around you starts behaving sort of similarly to how you're behaving, and they start doing what you're doing. That's how we change the world person by person, but not somebody else. How we change ourselves person by person. So everyone listening, I just want you guys to know that, again, you can be so much more than what you are. And listen, as I tell you guys that, I tell myself that as well, because I know this is not, right, success is not like a destination. You just don't wake up and say, oh, man, I'm successful now. Finally, I'm successful. Every single day what you're working on and how you improve, that's success. As you strive towards a worthy goal, that's success. So I want you guys to keep that in mind, that every single day you're getting better than yesterday, every day that you're improving, guess what? You're a success. You're working on something right now and getting better at it. That's a success. And I want you guys, you know, just to keep that in mind as we proceed. So over the last couple of weeks, guys, we spent some time going over one of my absolute favorite topics to speak on and discuss, is even in my normal day-to-day conversation. And that is the power of positive self-talk. We spent two calls going over the different levels of self-talk, the different ways that you can implement self-talk in your life, et cetera. And it's just a huge deal. And the more that we discuss it and the more that you use it, because remember, knowledge is in power, only applied knowledge is power. But the more you use it, then the more you're going to be able to clearly observe the differences in your own life and also the differences in the lives of those around you as they start to take note of how you're becoming different and better, et cetera, right? And they're going to say, hey, Jalen, right? I know Jalen's on. Hey, Jalen, what have you been doing, man? I see your grades getting better. I see your attitude is different. You're like a different person. You know what? I'm controlling my thoughts. I'm controlling my attitude. I'm controlling the way I speak to myself. And that's one of the other key things that these calls are about, guys, and that is one of the words of the night, and I'll have you guys write this down. If you have your success journals out, write down this word. The word is awareness. Awareness. Okay? And it's a powerful word, right? Awareness is simply becoming aware. It's now you realizing something. It's now you, the light sort of goes off, it goes on in the room. So let's say you're in a big dark room. You're not aware. You don't know what else is in that room. You might think the room is, like, really, really small, right? But when that light goes on, you're like, wow, you were in a room the size of Six Flags, and you were thinking you were in a room the size of a closet. But that's what awareness will do. Awareness will show you what you didn't realize before. So that's the same thing about these calls. And as you guys learn more and more on a day-to-day basis, you now know what you didn't know. You now know what you didn't know. And the definition of awareness, right, is knowledge or perception of a situation or fact. Okay? Knowledge or perception of a situation or fact. So, again, somebody might have told you, oh, your room is so, so small. Your house is so, so small. And then you go and visit somebody with a smaller house. You're like, man, our house sure is big, Mom. Hey, Dad, our house sure is big. Now you just became aware that there are some people that have less than you, okay? And the same thing can work the other way too, right? You could go and meet somebody and like, man, their house is huge. And then you start to realize some other things as well. So I want you guys to keep that in mind, okay? So the topic of tonight's call, guys, is the introduction to image. So we spent a lot of time over the last several weeks talking about everything from confidence building to attitude, to some self-talk. We're going to get into some other lessons over the next couple of weeks. But we've covered a lot of different topics over these last several weeks. We've talked about self-worth. I'm just looking back at some of the other calls. Unplugging to improve. Tonight is a call all about image. Okay, image is something that I really, really encourage everyone to keep in mind. And image is important because, as the old saying goes, right, don't judge a book by its cover. We've all heard that before, right? Don't judge a book by its cover. But how many people on the call do exactly that do that exact same thing, right? You go to the library, and you're judging the books by the cover. That's because you don't have anything else to go on many times except the cover, right? Because those books aren't going to jump off the shelf and grow little book legs and introduce themselves to you, right? The cover has to do that job, right? How that book is dressed, how that book looks, is going to have to tell you enough to make a decision on whether or not you want to read that book, right, or go further with that book. Ourselves, we are the exact same way people are, that is, okay? So we have to be able to control and really be aware of our image and the impact that has when we meet other people or when we get into those situations, because people are constantly judging us all the time, okay? The other thing that I wanted to say to everybody, then we're going to get into the quote of the call, is that I said it before we started the recording, and I'll say it one more time, is that everyone listening, right, we want these calls to continue to grow so we can spread the information to as many people as possible, not just young people, but the parents that are listening as well. So parents, if you have some other parents, you're like, oh, I want to do something different with the young people, right? Have them jump on the call, because I promise over these next 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to start having more and more guest speakers and guest presenters on the calls as well. So you guys will get a different perspective on some things. But we want these calls to grow, so please share them, right? If you guys don't already follow us on the social media, make sure you guys get connected with us there at Millionaire Manners on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, or shoot me a text anytime. My cell phone number is 443-271-3604, because these calls, guys, is the exact opposite, or these calls, should I say, are about the exact opposite thing, which many people do on a day-to-day basis. That is complain about things. See, we're on these calls so we can improve ourselves, so we can go out and do things differently. But 90 to 95% of the people running around out here, right, in our schools or at our jobs, et cetera, they complain about things that they can control. And those of us who are on this call, we all understand that, or hopefully we're understanding that it doesn't work that way. You have to actually do something in order for it to improve. You can't just talk about it and complain about it and whine about it and hope that it gets better. It does not work that way. So if you're on this call and you're listening, right, be thinking about that one thing that you can take from this call and to go and implement it right away. Because, again, knowledge isn't power by itself. Only applied knowledge is. So, right? So, again, make sure you guys are taking a little bit of notes, and then I will go from there, okay? So let's start off with tonight's quote. And remember, we're talking about image. This is the introduction to image. So I imagine we'll cover this for a couple weeks here and there as well, because, again, this is a broad topic, right? So we're talking about the introduction to image. So here's the quote. So get your success journals out, where hopefully you're writing down some things that are helping you during the week, some things that are hurting you during the week, some things that you need to stop or some things that you want to start, etc. Okay? So get your journal out. Here's the quote. Your smile is your logo. Your personality is your business card. And how you leave others feeling after they interact with you is your trademark. I'm going to say that one more time, right? Because this is a big one. Because I want everybody to keep in mind, everybody on this call is already running a business. Everyone on this call is already an entrepreneur. And hopefully that's something that you guys are thinking about for the future. But I'm going to say that quote one more time. Your smile is your logo. Your personality is your business card. And how you leave others feeling after they interact with you is your trademark, right? So what does this mean, right? Everybody here has been to the grocery store or has been to the mall, right? And there's a couple companies and brands that stick out when we think about comparing them to our own logo and comparing them to our own business card. Everyone on this call has also seen a business card before. And a trademark is really a combination of all those things. A trademark is like a combination of a logo, a business name, and all those different things. But I want everybody on this call to be considering themselves a business. You are a walking business, okay? You are a walking business. But before we go any further, right, I want to talk to you guys about the four groups of individuals we represent, the four groups of individuals that you represent. And then I'm going to end with how you represent them, okay, and then how they play into your own brand and how they relate to your brand. The first group of people that you represent, right, as we're talking about image, right, first group of people you represent is your family. Whatever your last name is, you represent all the other Joneses or all the other, in my case, Ali's, or all the other, my cousins, their names are Nuri's, or you got the Indios, right, or Jamil, one of our other ambassadors, one of our other partners, his last name is White. So he represents all the other whites, part of his family, okay? So that's the first group that you guys represent is your family. So anytime you're out and about, you're representing your company, but you're also representing your family. So you want to be asking yourself, how does my image, how am I helping to portray my family? How am I representing my family? Okay, so that's the first group. The second group, right, we'll call that sort of your community, a.k.a. these are the individual groups that we belong to. Okay, so that's a combination of your race, right? So if you're African-American, you go out and you do something crazy, guess what everybody's going to say? Oh, man, look at those black people. Look at those African-Americans. There they are again, right? You also represent your neighborhood, your immediate community, right? We heard just now what happened with Freddie Gray. We talked about that before, right? Now everyone is now looking at his neighborhood, his old community, Sandtown, Winchester, and the Gilmore homes, the projects, the housing projects where he came from. So Freddie Gray, he represented his whole neighborhood and housing projects, et cetera, right? Also part of that group, you represent your gender. So if one female does something, then suddenly it's like, oh, look, you know, girls are all the same or women are all the same, right? And we're going to get to it in a second because, of course, we know that that's not always true, okay? You also represent whatever religion you are, whatever religion you are. I'm Muslim. I know a lot of the call people on the call are Christians, right? We have folks of other faiths. But you also represent whatever religion that you're a part of, okay? When you're out in your community or in your neighborhood, et cetera, you represent that. You also, let's say you're part of a sports team, right? My folks, I know there's some people here who are either part of teams or have been part of sports teams in the past, right? And somebody in your team does something crazy or they get into a fight with a player on the other team. The people that come back and say, oh, that team, they're out of control. That's a bad team. Or those are bad sports people, right? That's bad sportsmanship on that team, right? That's because you represent your team. So the rest of your team might be good guys. But because you did something silly, now your whole team is bad. Your whole team is silly, okay? Let's say you're at school, right? And, again, we're still talking about groups right now, the individual groups that we represent as part of our image. I don't want you guys to lose the point. But you also represent your classmates too, right? The next, right, entity that you represent is God,
right? You also represent the Creator, the Almighty. So when you're out and about, how are you representing the, you know, the Creator, right? The being that put you here on the planet, how are you representing God? Would God be happy with the way you're acting or the way you're behaving, et cetera? And I don't know. That's a question for us to ask, right? And then the last person that you represent is you. So that's four different groups, okay? Your family, your community, a.k.a. your race, your religion, your class, your team. You represent God, and then you also represent yourself. And that brings me back to your business. Everyone in this call is already a business owner, and you own an organization called me.com. Not me, not SadiqAli.com, whatever your name is, .com, right? First name, last name, .com, right? Mike Jones, right? MikeJones.com. That's your business right now. And the question that you want to ask yourself is, again, how's your logo? How's your business card, right? How's your trademark? How do you leave people feeling after they meet you or interact with you or deal with you on a day-to-day basis? Do you leave them feeling good, or do you leave them feeling like, man, I wish I never met that person? Or if you were a store, would they be a repeat loyal customer? Or the first chance they get, would they badmouth you to their friend or write a customer complaint letter against your store? I want you to think about that very carefully. What sort of image do you portray to people that you meet? Keeping in mind that not only do you represent yourself, but you represent all those other groups that we just named, okay? So image is a really, really big deal, right? So the question that I ask you guys, right, just as we start this discussion, because, again, this discussion is going to go on for probably a couple of weeks. But the question I'll ask everyone listening is that, is it fair, right? Is it fair that you represent all those other groups? Is that fair? No, probably not. Probably not. As a matter of fact, I was talking to one of my sons about this exact same topic, and I asked him the same question. I said, hey, is it fair that this is happening, right? He said, well, no, not really. I mean, it's actually a lot of pressure for you to think about. But he said, you know what, but it is reality. And that's one of the things that I want you guys to keep in mind is that, you know, these calls are designed for us to keep in mind that things that happen on a day-to-day basis, they're based on reality. They're based on the fact that, you know, sometimes it's not fair and the real world is sometimes a messed up place, but it's still the world that we live in. So we have to, again, not try to change everybody else. We have to change ourselves and then adapt to it. But what I'm telling you guys listening on this call right now is the fact that it's not fair, but it's the truth, that we do judge a book by its cover, and we do unfairly sometimes lump together groups. We call that stereotyping, where we just lump together groups of people, right, based on the actions of just a few. Not fair, and that's why it's important for us to be open-minded and go out and meet different people, so that way we continually can expand the way we look at things and the way we approach situations. Because if not, then you're walking around and think, you know what, all black people are this way, or all white people are this way, or all Mexican people are this way, or all Latinos, or all people from France, or all people from whatever, right? All the people from West Africa, right, which is where our ancestors come from. If you're African-American and live in this country, most of our ancestors come from West Africa, but there's still people living in West Africa right now. Keep that in mind, is that we have to do our best to expand our horizons while we represent ourselves, okay? So me.com, right? I'll tell you guys a quick story, okay, just about sort of image and me.com, okay? So I did a conference last week at Morgan State University. It was the Entrepreneurship Youth Empowerment Conference. So it was all about entrepreneurship and getting young people to understand the value of owning businesses, et cetera, okay? And just the value of presenting yourself with a great image. So the president of the university was at the conference. His name is Dr. David Wilson. So as Dr. Wilson was walking around the conference, and mind you, there's between 300 and 400 students at this conference, and this is last Thursday at Morgan State University in the Student Center. So as Dr. Wilson is walking around, one of the teachers who had a group of students there, she said, hey, Dr. Wilson, can you come and take a picture with our group? And he said, oh, yeah, of course, sure. And the reason I know this story, too, by the way, is that I know Dr. Wilson, the president of Morgan State University, and he asked that I share this story during my workshop at the conference. So I told him, absolutely. And then it was such a powerful story. I said, you know what, I'm going to share it tonight. I'm going to share it tonight as well. So check it out. So Dr. Wilson, he comes over to this group. Teacher, she gathers all the students around, and Dr. Wilson gets in the middle for the picture. And out of nowhere, okay, listen to this, out of nowhere, before they get a chance to snap the picture, a student in the middle of that group said, hey, excuse me, Dr. Wilson, before we take the picture, I just wanted to make sure that I said hello and introduced myself. My name is so-and-so, so-and-so. I go to so-and-so, so-and-so school, and I'm super excited to be here. Dr. Wilson said, he was like, whoa, young man, who? Hey, I'm Dr. Wilson. Great to meet you. He was so caught off guard and shocked that this person, right, represented themselves so well, took their image so seriously that they made it a point to go and introduce themselves to the president of a major university here in the state of Maryland, that Dr. Wilson gave the young man his card and said, hey, please make sure you contact me. And he said no one else the entire day up to that point had done anything like that. He was so impressed with that student. So my whole point in that story, guys, is the fact that not only was Dr. Wilson super impressed and told me, hey, he's like, hey, Sadiq, listen, whatever, if that young man calls me, which is a point we'll make in another call, if that young man calls me, I'm gonna go out of my way to make sure that he gets what he needs, or at least that I'm going to listen to him, because his image was so strong to begin with, right? That now Dr. Wilson doesn't even have to worry about anything else. He wants to hear what that individual has to say because of that person's image. That person represented their me.com, right? Their small business, which is a future multi-million dollar business. Right now it's starting off small, right? We get that. All big businesses started off as small businesses. But that young man represented his small business, his brand new me.com, so well that Dr. Wilson was completely impressed. So I want you guys to keep that in mind, is when you're out meeting people, when you're out and about, when you're out doing your thing, how are you representing yourself? One more quick example I'll give you guys as we start to wrap up, okay? But another quick example I'll relate your business to is also the stock market. Hopefully everyone on the call has heard of the stock market. Oh, you know, your stock's up, your stock's down, right? The stock market is essentially a place where companies are listed on this big sort of in this big sort of computer database, and the price of your stock goes up and down based on factors primarily based on reputation. So in other words, a company like Apple, for instance, has a stock price that's very, very high. Apple stock price, if I could pull it up on my computer really quickly, Apple stock price is maybe $400 or $500 per share. Okay, that's Apple stock price. That stock price is very, very high, and it's a lot higher than the majority of companies in the world. Okay, I want you guys to keep in mind that you don't get a stock price like $400 or $500 without having a really, really strong brand, a strong trademark, right? Actually, Apple stock right now is only $126, okay? That's still very high compared with other stocks, okay? I'm going to tell you guys Google stock price here in a second, okay? Google stock price, I know, is a lot higher than Apple, and you have to think of the significance of these brands, okay? When you think of Google, we don't even say search the internet anymore, right? We say Google it. That's how strong their brand is. So Google stock is $535 per share. Now, let me give you guys another example, okay, of a different stock price, just so you have some basis to compare it to, okay? Sprint's stock price is $4.70. $4.70. Two different companies, right? So when you think of cell phones, you don't necessarily think of Sprint. But when you think of the internet, you think of Google. So two different companies, two different brands, two different things that those companies represent. Because when you think of Google, you think technology. You think awesome products, right? Same thing with Apple. When you think Apple, you think of just innovation, new phones. They have the Apple Watch coming out. That's why their stock prices are so high. When you think of Sprint, You don't think of those things. That's why their stock price is $4.70 and not $500 or $100 even. Okay? So that's all the time that we have on the call for tonight, guys, 8:30, because I can talk about this stuff all night. But I promise we're going to continue this conversation next week as we continue to just really dig into image and all the different just really bits and pieces and nooks and crannies surrounding image, because it's a really, 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 really important topic. I just got a text from Brother Agape. He said agapewilliams.com has a great ring to it. It does, my brother, and I hope if you're still on the line, I hope that you have bought that domain name already. And that's a suggestion that I'll give to everybody on the call, right? The next time you get some birthday money, ask your mom and your dad to buyyourname.com. So I mean that, right? So right now, I own SadiqAli.com. I hadn't put a website on it yet, but I own it. And anytime I want to, I can go and put up SadiqAli.com because I own my own me.com name. So just like I'm telling you guys. So hopefully this information makes some sense for you guys tonight. I'll read that quote one more time, and then *6 to unmute yourself so I can hear from you, right? And everybody else can hear from you too. So your smile is your logo. So think of your smile, right? Your personality is your business card. Do you have a sweet personality, a happy personality, a positive personality, or do you have a negative, sour, right? Just nobody wants to be around your personality, right? And then how you leave other people feeling after they interact with you is your trademark. That leads to your stock price, your personal stock price. What's your personal stock price, guys? *6, let me hear from you. Let me hear from you. *6, anything that's been going on over this last week, et cetera. Let me hear, guys.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Chris. I just wanted to thank you again, and thank you for presenting that at Morgan State. As you know, that's my alma mater. I'm very proud to be a graduate from Morgan, and I hope, you know, any of the other people that might be on the call, you know, if you're thinking about going to school, which you definitely, you know, should be thinking of, I hope that that's one of your choices. It's a wonderful institution.
I agree. Love Morgan, my alma mater as well.
I mean, it's a beautiful thing. I just had a few questions. One, would you mind repeating your number again? The call kind of cut out when you were reading it off, so I kind of missed it there.
Yeah, of course, of course. My cell phone number?
Yes, sir.
It's 443-271-3604. You guys hit me anytime.
Awesome, awesome. My next question was...
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Okay. My question was, how do you catch up on a missed call? Like, if you had a call and I missed it and I wanted to somehow catch up on that information, is there a way where I could do that?
Yeah. So the calls are listed on our website. So if you go to millionaire-manners.com/moneymondays.
All right.
Yeah, all the calls are listed right there. And like I said, the last couple of calls are up there, but I promise they'll be done by the end of the week. Yes, who's that?
Kofi.
What's going on, Kofi?
Nothing. I'm just saying thanks for giving me all this advice that I need to be successful.
Man, it's my pleasure, man. I hope you're able to use it and that it makes some sense for you.
Yep.
Good. And maybe next week you can share like a personal story too.
Okay.
About what's been your favorite thing so far and what's really helped.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that'll be helpful for this call going around in my life.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, so make sure,
yeah,
right?
Sure,
so that's
right.
That's my request, right?
That's our team piece
this week, right?
This
is
week,
to make
right,
sure
to
that.
Make sure that.
So I want everybody to go out, right, and make sure that you go and tell somebody about the call. I want you guys to go and share with everybody that you know about the calls, okay? So that way we can continue to grow them, right? Because the more folks that we have on the call, then the more information, the more sharing we're going to be able to do back and forth too. So I appreciate you guys. If there's anybody else, star six to unmute yourself. Anybody else got anything for tonight? All right, guys, and I will talk to everybody next week, guys. Have a great week. Stay strong, okay? Good night.